particularly this movie, you know, it is in this whole world that we've seen before. You're working with George, you know, he had a hard time even getting this movie made. It's so visually stunning. It's an action movie, and yet there's a family story there. You know, you got all these different elements and things to think about. What was sort of the way you guys sat down and said, well, how are we going to balance this where people don't look at it as just an action picture or just a picture where we crafted some, you know, we're just glorifying our visuals?
Basically, it was just over time. I mean, it was difficult material to cut, so it emerged slowly because, you know, once we got it together, but there was a great emphasis on we had to get... You know, Charlie's character basically fell into place relatively easily, so she was quite powerful right from the beginning. And to be honest, we had to work the Max character a lot, and so we really worked that sort of connection with him. But I noticed that in classes of the film, where I constantly think, who do we need to see? Who can we bring into those action sequences and remind the audience? You know, where were they all? To keep them all in the air was really tricky. And there were times in the cut we had too many shots of Charlize or Nicole or Max. It was deliberate, you know, trying to bring some parts. So, you know, I would endlessly go through the bins looking for little bits that I could copy. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you follow the storyboards. But, you know, honestly, you don't follow the storyboards. You know, it's just endlessly going back and scouring material.
And also the strategy for organizing your assistants and managing all this massive amounts of data, all the visual effects that to come in, you know. What was that like, just not being overwhelmed?
To be honest, I had an amazing post assistant who segued into post supervisor. Mm-hmm. Like an organization freak. But you know what we did with the material? We organized it first, like most editors would, and then we actually did an album cut of the material. Where we actually had to cut everything into little bits, and we gave them take numbers because, you know, they just let the cameras roll, they were no takes. So we actually took them 9 months for the editors to do that second cut, so I could actually work my way through the material. But it actually wasn't, you know, feasible. So yeah, I used to cut a loose scene and hand it to the assistants, who would then go through all the material again, find all the shots of the trucks moving left to right, and number them 1, 2, 3. That's how we actually did it. It was like painful, methodical.
A final question. I mean, you're being honored by your peers against some very heady competition this year and all that sort of thing. And as someone who's been probably on both ends of it, you know, being looked at your work and then also voting and judging other people's work over the years, you know, what's your philosophy on how, you know, these are a lot of apples and oranges, The Revenant, Star Wars, this kind of a movie. What's your philosophy on what the line should be? How can we even judge, and, you know, this kind of work?
Honestly, having been on juries myself, yeah, you know, it could go either way. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. We're all in this, really. I mean, how do you judge? I mean, why did the editors decide to write? I sort of have a feeling, though, that there's so many Fury wrote that the difficulty of the editing is apparent. I don't know whether I'm deluding myself. It's a level of difficulty in the action and having no dialogue.